Sagan Peace.
With Jules. Hit 92.9.
And now it's time for another chapter from Jules's
Dear Diary.
Yeah, okay, so I know it's been a while, but hey, I'm still here. I moved back in with my mom, and I was with Roger for a couple of months, but that was the worst decision I've ever made. He is such an a-hole. He stopped me from doing anything and everything. Anyways, I left. He cut off all my clothes, even my school uniform, so I couldn't go to school. But now it's over, and I'm so glad, and I'm so happy to be home.
So Roger's gone.
Yeah, I left Roger, got out of that. It was only for a couple of months that I had moved out. But anyway, so I'd moved back in with Mama Jules.
Mum, happy to see you.
Yeah, but she was, I don't know. She couldn't handle me at the time. Like, she honestly couldn't handle me.
When you were with Roger, did you go see your mother, or were you just sort of separate?
No, Mum would like ring me and check up on me and stuff like that every now and again. It was mainly my brother that kept in contact with me because he was so worried, kind of thing.
Yep.
But then I just kind of pushed them all away because they were trying to obviously break me and this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up leaving in the end, like, and moving back in with Mum. Now, there is another entry,
and if this is a tough question to answer, obviously you don't have to, but what was the moment that made you go, this isn't right for me, I need to get out of here and go back home?
I'm so stubborn, and I don't like being told what to do as well, and he was really taking control of everything that I was doing. So I had like a phone at the time, like just a cheap phone.
And Nokia?
It was like a Nokia Savvy. It was like even more popular than that.
I don't think the brand of phone's important.
Sorry, mate. I just after some deets.
But it got to the point. So he would took my phone, and I wasn't allowed to use my phone. So every text message, every
what a douche. He read everything, screened everything.
Far so then I left. Man. Anyway, so then I moved back in with Mum, and then my next entry, I wrote.
Is this the last one? Last one?
Literally just like two sentences underneath. It just says, Mum left. It's been weeks. I don't blame her, but I need her.
What do you mean?
I moved back in with my mum after the guy. Mm. And 2 months, I can't really remember how many weeks it was after I moved back in. But I do know that I was thinking about going back into the relationship.
Yeah.
And
so he would have been chasing you.
Yeah. Oh, relentlessly. Yeah. And Mum left. Like, Mum
packed up
and left.
And just disappeared.
Yeah.
As in actually disappeared.
Yeah.
How long?
4 years.
Your mum disappeared for 4 years.
Yeah. 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 She just had it. Like, I mean, in me doing this diary thing, I think the biggest thing that's like obviously concerned me is I don't want anyone to judge Mama Jules at all. Because, I mean, there's plenty of parents
and
out
you got
there.
A relationship
and,
now
it's, and it's the last thing you would think about as a parent. Like, you're like, oh, I wouldn't leave my kid. But for years, and I mean from the age of literally 12, I pushed my mum to the limit every single day. And it just, you know, and here I was thinking that she – you know, she's my mom. She's
There's
not
nothing
break.
You could do that would break her.
But I did.
But you broke her.
So were you by yourself for 4 years?
No, I wasn't by myself for 4 years. I had, I got into another relationship and with a guy who looked after me kind of thing. But I was still.
So you didn't go back to dad's?
No. I stayed in the apartment that we were living in. And this guy, not Roger, but this another guy. And his family helped me out.
How long until you told people that you were virtually by yourself?
It was 3 months, like until I told the boyfriend that I had met or the guy that I'd gone into a relationship with, because I couldn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, at 16, I didn't know what was really going on as far as like, I thought Mum was coming back essentially. Mm. Right. So then.
Did you get home from school and stuff and expect her to be there?
Yeah. Well, it took probably almost 2 months for me to even walk into her bedroom. So I'd convince myself that she was still there.
Did you try? So when she disappeared, did she leave any details or anything? Like
no,
at all? Not even a phone number, nothing. So did you?
Nothing. She did tell me the morning that she was leaving and that she, and I said to my mum, like, no, like, we'll talk about it when I get home, because I was heading to a school, like, I was doing a school-based traineeship at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we'll talk about it when I get home. And then when I got home, I just knew she wasn't there. And I just, like, I just had to ignore it.
Did she call over that 4 years? Did she try to make any contact at all?
Yeah. It was, I think, probably 3 or 4 months into her leaving. She called me on, a private number, but nothing was said. It was just, like...
No words,
but I knew that it was her.
Checking in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like a couple of weeks after that, I'd get another phone call and then she would like, she said like hello and stuff like that. And obviously the first thing I would say is like, where are you? And she'd just hang up. And so that went on for a couple of months. Just me saying, you know, where are you? And then so I stopped asking and I just asked how she was. And then that was how our conversations got better. Yeah. So she would just call me off a private number. And I'm pretty sure it was like a phone box because it sounds different.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a private mobile number or anything like that. It was like a phone box. And I just never asked where she went.
You've never asked, she went missing for 4 years and you never asked where she was, what she was doing or anything.
No. There were a couple of times, I mean, when it comes to Medicare, because there were a lot of things that I had to change over, you know, my Medicare card and stuff like that, where they'd kind of stuffed up and given me location details because they thought that I was my mum and my mum was me, and obviously that card detail.
Did you try and find her?
Yeah. I mean, where do you even...
Where do you start?
Where do you start? How do you start? And you know, at the time, my relationship with my dad and my brother wasn't there much either. So I didn't want mum to get in trouble because I knew and I thought like that it was my fault that mum like had left. I knew I'd pushed up, but I was just hoping that she would come back. And then if I told anyone, I thought she'd get in trouble. Like by the time it got to the police and things like that, like I was begging for, I was like, I didn't want them to find her because I didn't want her to get in trouble. But they got in contact with her and they were like, she's fine. And then I went into the guardianship sort of my partner's mum. Yeah.
So 4 years later, she turns up.
Yeah.
What, just knock, knock?
Yeah. And
literally?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And, she was on my doorstep and not a...
What do you do?
Well, I just welcomed her in. When you go from like, when you go to like be doing like what it was almost like 3 years by the time I'd stopped like asking where she was, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I had to.
All you wanted was your mum back.
Yeah. It just didn't matter at the time. And we've never spoken about it. And our relationship now is so good. Like the relationship that I have with my mum, of course I needed my mum at that age, but I just kept on pushing her. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, I decided to share my diary on air is for that reason. I know there's a lot of girls out there that think they know everything. They think that they can't be told certain things and don't listen to their parents. And there's only so much, you know, there's only so much they can take. You can push them to never. You can push them to a certain level, but you know,
so it's at the end of the day, that
they
point
can snap.
That point in particular is that because having two young daughters, like listening to this diary over the past few weeks has been incredible to hear that stuff in the way that it's gone. But having two young daughters and just being a parent and knowing the love that I feel for my girls, you feel like there is nothing you could do in the world that would make me want to just completely cut you out.
Yeah.
But, it's not easy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and like, it wasn't easy for mum to do either. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got to think as a parent, for mum to do that, that just shows just how far...
Breaking point.
I actually, you know, pushed her. But as far as, you know, talking about what happened during that time, we've never spoken about.
So at a young age, last one for me, like at a young age, you've been essentially left.
Yeah.
Then she comes back 4 years later.
Yeah.
Have you ever held a grudge or you're just like, thanks for being back?
I'd love to say like no, but I mean, last week, when we were talking about it after the, you know, in a break, yeah. you asking me questions about mum leaving and stuff like that. And I thought that, like, to her, I don't hold a grudge because I don't want her to suffer anymore. I put her through enough. But as far as how it affects me as a parent, 100%, and it's the reason why, like, I, you know, I'm scared to have kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared of, you know, what if I get to that point and I felt like I wanted to leave, like, my kid. Like, I never want that for my kid because I know what I had to go through. Mm. You know, at the same time, you know, with mum leaving, I wouldn't be the person who I was if she didn't make that decision.
Yeah.
Like, I snapped. I changed from that moment. I know I've spoken about it over the past couple of weeks that, you know, something that mum did changed something in me, and I had to change. I had to become an adult, and I had to go, all right, am I going to continue down this road and playing up and, you know, go through down the road of, you know, crime or drug taking?
Where do you reckon you'd be if
like
you
that?
Kept going down that
Mate,
path?
I'd be in jail. And yeah. I knew, dead or in jail, absolutely, without a doubt. I honestly didn't think I'd see my 21st birthday when I was 15 years old. That's where my mindset was at.
Thanks for sharing.
Heidi, Xavier and P with Jules on Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and P with Jules. Hit 92.9.